If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. We are on the phone with nutritionist Colleen Lingley. And Colleen, today we're going to talk about a topic that's a little bit out there, but we're finding that it's actually very important.
Yes, and it seems like it's more common when people figure out what is causing them to feel terrible.
And I think that's something we really need to explore. So I'm actually very excited about this program because, I mean, I had such a long time of feeling flat, and it took doctors a long time to realize I had Hashimoto and my thyroid was way below where it was supposed to be. And then I was told I had anemia and I should try B12 injections and take iron and all this other stuff. And I never felt a change. And then I come to find out that something weird was going on in my system that may not be that weird.
That's right. You have this methylene tetrahydrofolate or MTHFR gene mutation where you cannot activate folate into the form it needs to be in to be used.
And what does that mean?
So that means that homocysteine can build up in your blood. It can cause oxidative stress, cell death, DNA strand breakage. Even Alzheimer's disease type things, depression, bipolar. Without active folate, we cannot convert homocysteine back into methionine, and our brain needs methionine to produce the coating that covers our brain's axons for quick transit of information and nerve impulses.
So, Colleen, I mean, it was weird the way I found this out. My daughter had some genetic testing, and it was found that she had this, and they said, well, it's passed down from the father, so he's got it. And I made some changes, and all of a sudden, I've just been feeling great. And I hate to say, oh my gosh, you've got to try this because it works really, really well. Well, it might not work well for you. This is making me wonder, are there types of conditions that are out there similar to this where our bodies aren't getting the proper fuel?
There are, because people don't always have all of the enzymes needed to activate the vitamins. And you really wouldn't know it unless you went through one by one and checked on specific labs or even the metabolites of vitamins in the blood to see if you are absorbing or activating the vitamins from the food. So it would be really tough to know what you're missing. Because if you're taking vitamins and you think you're good, well, there might be a form of, because vitamins are different. Vitamins need activated normally. Minerals are just minerals. We take those in, our body does what it needs to with those. But with vitamins, even, light, heat, how long the food was in transit, the processing, all of that stuff affects how much vitamin is in the food. And half to three quarters of the folate in food can be lost during this time. So even if you're eating, say you figured out that you've got this MTHFR mutation, even if you're eating foods high in folate, you're not activating the folate either, and it could be lower in folate than you think. So it's really tough to figure out what's actually going on if you don't have a naturopath or a doctor that's really in tune with nutrition and vitamin and mineral deficiencies. Usually they're looking for diseases or some other lab tests that aren't going to be specific enough. So for you, the best lab tests that would be the most sensitive to figure out if you're getting enough B12 and activated folic acid, which is folinic acid or methylated folate, that's what would work for you. You can't just take folic acid. It won't work. But
I've
methylmalonic
taken a lot
acid.
Of folic acid.
Yes. Yes. So it just won't work for you. You need methylated folate or folinic acid. And the other thing that I think the beet juice is doing for you in the morning now, in kidney and liver cells, this methionine that's needed, you know, with B12 to transfer a methyl group to homocysteine. So to get rid of this homocysteine, which is a cytotoxic prooxidant amino acid that can break down DNA, increase the risk of heart disease, cause all this stuff, oxidative stress, to remethylate that, you need methionine. So methylmalonic acid levels would be a sensitive measure of B12 deficiency, unless you have renal disease, then it builds up. So it's not really a sensitive measure. But plasma homocysteine would be a sensitive measure for folate status. So you could find out if you're getting enough activated folate by checking your homocysteine levels. And that's frequently a lab value used for cardiac disease measure. So now we're finding, okay, well, maybe this homocysteine level is elevated because this person has a folate deficiency causing it. So it's really interesting how all this works together. And even the beets, again, the betaine from the beets, back to that kidney and liver cells and methionine. Betaine can take the place of this folic acid in a way and remethylate the methionine and the homocysteine, get rid of that homocysteine. So that might be where you feel better, because you're getting this remethylation from a different source, because the beets have that betaine.
So, I mean, Colleen, it's crazy. I call it my Beaver Creek diet, because I really got onto this when I was teaching over the winter at Beaver Creek. And I would have a beet juice with B12 and then pomegranate smoothie over granola. And I just felt amazing. I had so much energy. I didn't need to eat throughout the day. I really felt like I was the fittest I'd really in my memory.
Yes. And that makes total sense, because those nerve impulses are affected by this. Your nerves, your brain sending information, your mood, everything. It really is tied into this mutation that you have. So the betaine helping out where the folic acid isn't working seems to work for you. And I bet you would feel even better if you could find methylated folic acid.
Well, I'm going to head out and look for that today.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, if you talk to some of my coworkers at Beaver Creek, it was like, my gosh, you know, people would say, hey, you having a good day? And it's like, gosh, it's just one good day after another. So I can see that it's not like I was walking around depressed all the time, but it just really changed my mood.
Very nice. Yeah, so this is an example of where if something isn't working, you've gone to the doctor and, you know, you still don't feel quite right and something isn't working, maybe dig a little more and see if there's any other, because there's a lot of different mutations out there where people don't process certain vitamins, and it's definitely worth digging and finding out for yourself and giving it a try with different vitamins.
And this isn't an aging thing. This is something that's always there, right?
Right. You've had this all your life.
Makes me wonder what I would have performed like in high school track and bike racing in my 20s.
Yes, because if you've done this well while having this and not knowing it, I can't even imagine how phenomenal you would have been. So you can take comfort in knowing that you're really good. You're a very talented athlete, and you've pushed through this awful mutation that you've had for years, all your life.
So if someone is not feeling quite right, they're feeling a little off, they're feeling fatigue, what are some of the tests they can do, and where would they go?
So B12 and folic acid deficiency can cause something called megaloblastic anemia. So even though iron levels are fine, you're still tired and you're still not performing where you want to. So those sensitive measures of B12 and folic acid would be methylmalonic acid levels for B12 to see if you're B12 deficient, because that will show up first before the B12 level is low on a lab. And then plasma homocysteine for folate status. It's more sensitive than a folic acid level. And then, of course, iron, you know, it's good to do a ferritin or iron studies. Iron studies with a ferritin level, because ferritin is like the savings account for iron. It will start to go down before hemoglobin and hematocrit go down. Once your hemoglobin and hematocrit have gone down, it's pretty advanced iron deficiency anemia. So checking a ferritin level is really helpful. And then good vitamins that actually have iron and copper and selenium and all these different minerals that you really don't find in too many vitamins. Celebrate is a brand that actually has everything, and they have chewable or pill form. But we need copper to absorb iron, or to actually make red blood cells, you know, use iron properly. So if we are copper deficient, then we can become iron deficient.
That's funny you bring up anemia, because that was something that was like, well, maybe you're anemic, try iron. So I got on iron supplements, and again, no change.
Gosh. Yeah, there's two ways to be anemic. It's iron or B12 or folate deficiency.
So I think we found it was B12 and folate.
Yes, definitely. Here's our... It's really just getting a lab panel done with that methylmalonic acid for B12 sensitivity, the folate plasma homocysteine level, and then iron studies, and then ceruloplasmin is a copper. That's actually a sensitive measure for copper. Zinc deficiency, there's really no sensitive lab measure for. So it's kind of hard to, the minerals you can kind of replace with a multivitamin and not worry about it. But the vitamins, we don't even know how they work together in the food that they're in. And then keep your fruits and vegetables out of heat and light as much as possible, so that you can get as much vitamin content as possible without decreasing the levels in the food from the light and the heat. And then everything within the food should be working within your body if you have all the enzymes needed to process each vitamin.
And that makes me think of a question we got on Facebook yesterday, which was for juice. is it more important or is it better if, say, you wanted to make up some beet juice to juice a raw beet, or is it okay to get over-the-counter juice?
That was a really good question. It would be optimal to buy a raw beet and use it pretty quick, you know, or keep it out of the light in the fridge and juice the raw beet. But the juice in the can has been in the dark. Those cans are opaque. They're usually kept pretty cool in the grocery store. And the only heat that they've been exposed to is the pasteurization process, which is a few seconds. So that's actually a pretty good way to get the beet juice and get all the nutrients from it, is in the can or in an opaque container. But juicing a raw beet is the absolute best, with the can being a very close second.
And Colleen, are we at a good stopping point? Because I think we're going to make this at least a two-part show.
Yes, this is a good stopping point.
All right. Well, I look forward to talking with you early next week, and I sure appreciate you coming on to share your knowledge with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Very interesting topic. Thank you, George.
Nutritionist Colleen Lingley joining us on Over the Top Radio from the Over to the Top studios in Boulder, Colorado. I'm George Thomas.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.